A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. Then the Jews said, Is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, Where I am going, you cannot come? So he said to them, You are from below, and I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am. They said to him, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, Why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you, and much to condemn, but the one who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as the Father instructed me. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we heard the gospel just before this one, of the woman caught in adultery, and Jesus' mercy to her. And indeed, we heard preaching about Jesus' unbounded mercy, proclaiming the unbounded mercy of God. But then today we have this reading. And does it seem that God's mercy is a bit limited? You will die in your sins unless you believe that I am. The limit to believing in Jesus as the Christ, is that the limit of God's mercy? On the other hand, we have a new book out, the second volume of Pope Benedict XVI's Jesus of Nazareth, in which he seems to hold the opinion that the Jews do not have to convert to Christianity, that indeed God does not want them to convert to Christianity during this time of the church, that God will take care of that at the end of time, will save them as a people at the end of time, but that right now God is preventing them from believing in Jesus as the Christ because they have a witness to give. Right now, with their faith as it is, with Jewish, not Christian faith, they are serving God's plan, and therefore they will be saved. The Pope takes this from Paul's letter to the Romans, but how are we to put these together? Do the Pharisees have to believe that Jesus is the I Am, the Son of the living God, lest they be condemned? This is a good question. We would all like a definitive answer, but I think we need to live through this a little more before we get a definitive answer. Though I have some ideas. Because when I look back at this passage, why is Jesus so angry at the Pharisees? He tells them, You say you have Moses for your father, but I tell you, you do not. And he implies in this that they have Satan, the god of this world, as their father. Because if they had Moses as their father, they would listen to him. If they listened to Moses, they would listen to Jesus. And so in this passage, he says, You are from below, I am from above. it seems that what Jesus is really condemning in the Pharisees is that they haven't even believed Moses. Because the evidence is clear in front of them. Jesus is indeed performing signs and miracles that they see. And yet they condemn him for these signs and miracles. And so for them, not believing in Jesus is not believing in Moses. But can that be broadened to all Jews in all times? That is what Paul, in his letter to the Romans, cannot countenance. He says you would think that would be true, but it seems not to be the case. And the Jews still are God's chosen people, and God has hardened their hearts for God's own designs. Or as Benedict XVI would say, such is the way in the time of the church, in the time that we live now. We are to proclaim Jesus as the Christ along with our brothers, the Jews, both preaching about God, proclaiming about God, but having different messages, and that seems to be the way God would have it. And this is a mercy of God, these parallel messages about God. And at the end of time, God will bring these together, but that is not for us to do. And so God's mercy, even now, extends to the Jewish community as long as they are faithful to God, to the revelation they have received, to the testament that they have believed and held to for centuries and centuries. So God's mercy is not even just limited to Christians. That is a boundless mercy that we really do need to think about more.